XXVIII. I think that's 38 in Houston. And we'll be there live all day, every day, beginning Monday. Brought to you by Majestic Liquors, Bobcat, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310. KTCK.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It's The Ticket's 10th birthday party. We're doing the Dunham & Miller Show in our old time slot, 2 to 5. We'll have roundtables at 5, talk about the early days of The Ticket. And we invite you to come by the Hard Rock here in Dallas on McKinney and celebrate with us. Thanks to Tanqueray, Dodge, and Miller Lite for helping us put on this 10th birthday party. And later, we're going to be giving away a Dodge truck. You can visit the Tanqueray Ticket Museum. It's open all day. We have incredible ticket memorabilia and old pictures all over the place. We have valet parking. If you're worried about parking in this area, don't worry. There's plenty of it. And you can come by and say hi to us anytime between now and 9 or 10 o'clock tonight. We'll still be here going strong as the ticket turns 10 years old. Joining us now is a fellow who's been a part of the ticket since day one. He brings you the Ranch Report sometimes as many as four times daily. It's the Mickaroo, right. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com and our original insider out at Valley Ranch. Hello, Mick. Welcome to the Hard Rock.
I am very glad to be here.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to you guys.
Thank you.
It's been fun listening today.
Well, we mentioned we're going to talk about Mickey's greatest moment, and it came in year one of the ticket. Came in the first month of the ticket, I guess. First 2 months of the ticket.
It came, if we're talking about the same thing, probably came on the first day of Mickey at the ticket.
Was that your first day?
Yeah.
All right. For those who are in the dark, it was late February, 94, right?
March.
Was it March already?
Yeah.
Okay. March 94.
I want to say like March 30th, 31st. Well, how many ever days in March? It was the last
somewhere
of
in
March.
There.
Yeah.
And there were rumors after the NFL owner meetings in Florida that Jimmy and Jerry were on the outs because of the infamous scene at the bar where Jerry came over to toast Jimmy and his coaching staff, and Jimmy didn't want to toast. And Jerry went into the bar and later told the writers around him that he could find 500 coaches who could coach this team, and threw out all sorts of wild quotes about he and Jimmy. And so there was speculation for the next couple days that Jimmy was out. Well, then, as we were coming on the air in around 2 o'clock or so that afternoon, there was the word that they had patched things up and Jimmy was going to stay as the coach of the Cowboys. We brought on Mickey, who was in his first day, apparently, of giving ranch reports. I didn't realize that was your first day.
First day out at the ranch.
And Mickey came on and said, well, I know there's a lot of reports to the contrary, but from what I understand, Jimmy Johnson will no longer coach the Cowboys. And that hit us like a ton of bricks. What do you mean? Jimmy Johnson's out after back-to-back Super Bowls? And I believe Mick may have been the first to have the name Barry Switzer coming to town. And that just that instant information from Valley Ranch, Mickey hadn't been worth a damn since, but his first day was great. I've here at the ticket.
Been riding them coattails for 10 years.
But that's why we have you at the ranch, because one thing hasn't changed in 10 years. The Cowboys are the big sports news of this town. That probably won't change, maybe ever. And that's why we have Mickey out there in case something happens, and it could be major. Mickey's there to cover it for us. And that was probably the wildest day out at Valley Ranch in the last 10 years.
Yeah, and if you remember, I mean, I think back, and it was like, you know, I was like you guys, if you remember, because when you guys quit, you were at KRLD, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was working part-time there when I was back, you know, freelancing and trying to do whatever I could do. And I was sort of like Gordo, you know. They were cutting me back to $10 a report or whatever it was. I was piecemealing it together. And if you remember this, Rich Pomenko, he was sort of the guy that came up with the idea with the ranch report, only KRLD didn't want no part of it. He was saying, you know, we could use this guy and have live updates from the ranch. You know, this is a Super Bowl team, and they were like, no, that didn't fit our format.
Right.
So when the ticket started, I remember having a meeting. They called me in, and it was Spence and Reiner, David Vaughn, Skip. Who was the other guy that was...
Jeffrey Dunbar?
Jeffrey Dunbar. They were all in this meeting, and we kind of kicked around the idea, and it was almost like I had to kind of convince him that, you know, we could do this, right? So,
and you were at the Insider at the time, the old fax.
Yeah, the Insider, right. Yeah. And so the first day, well, you guys didn't have any, there was nothing out at the ranch. There was no equipment, remember? So they set up something in that little office, that little cubicle we had in the back. Remember, they banished us from those?
Yep.
And so they had that thing set up, and I was running around trying to find out what was going on, and they were getting ready to have that press conference. And the Ticket was going to carry it live. It was going to be like one of the first live press conferences we carried. And, well, they were going on there, and they were talking. Remember, all the reports said that they had patched things up, and they were going to do this one more year. And then I found out that, well, no, you know, Jimmy's going to resign, or however you want to call it, get fired. And I was like, when I found out, I was like, are you sure? And the person goes, yeah. And I'm going, he goes, hey, this is your shot, your first day, you might as well go with it. I'm going, are you sure? Because I said, the last thing I want to do is go out here on my debut and, you know, and be wrong. Yeah. And so I finally got convinced that, yes, it indeed was going to happen that way. And I was like, I could hardly talk. I mean, I could feel my heart pumping when I said this, because it was like,
because you're the only one in town saying it.
I was the only one. I was saying everything opposite, because remember, all the other radio stations were saying, now he's going to come out, they're going to have one more year. And so when we did it, you know, I finally got the microphone away from Fernando, as a matter of fact, because he was on the air talking at that time. And I'm sitting at his door, and I'm like, Mike, give me the microphone. Let me talk. And so we finally did it, and I know you guys were like, ah. And then Hansen heard me.
Bob.
Right? Hansen heard me, and he comes, he goes, are you sure? He goes, I got to do a live cut-in right now. And I go, well, I said it. If I wasn't sure, I certainly wouldn't have gone on the
it's
air
out there
and said
now.
It. So he goes on the air, and he changes his story, and he says it. He's, you know. And so the press conference starts. And so we're sitting there, and I'm on pins and needles. I really can't breathe. And Jerry starts, and he goes on, and he doesn't get to the point, right? And it's like, I looked at Hansen. Hansen's in the back, and he's wiping his forehead like this, and he's going like this to Jerry. Come on, get to it, right? And finally he said, we came to an agreement that we would part ways, and it was like, ah. It was like somebody had just given me an oxygen tank and, like, breathed life back into me. He kept us in suspense for, it seemed like an hour. It was probably 2 minutes, but it just seemed like an hour.
This is what I like about the Ranch Reports, because I remember when I was, you know, listening to radio as a Cowboy fan, and we first moved to Dallas, I never used to miss Cowboy Reports on KRLD. You know, Frank Gleber used to do them, then Brad Cham would do them. And I always just thought, you know, as a Cowboy fan, that was always such a great link to the team. Hey, what are they talking about this morning on the Cowboy Report? So I think you've brought that to the Cowboy fan over the last 10 years. I think that's there's a great value to that.
Well, certainly.
Even though Aikman rags it from time to time.
At least I've made it on Thursday, right?
That's right.
Golly. it's been fun. You know, obviously during the off season it gets, you got to be kind of creative. But during the season, and, you know, I mean, this was a normal season for the Cowboys. I mean, if you think back to all those crazy years in 94, 95, 96, you know, go on and on.
All the off-the-field
stories. It was like there was always something happening out there. It was like we almost didn't have enough, you know, five-minute Ranch Report wasn't long enough to cover things out there. So it's been fun.
So was the highlight of your time at the Ticket breaking the Jimmy-Jerry story, or was it your MVP of Game 2 of the Charity Challenge Series?
What a great night that was.
Now, why isn't that up on the...
It was.
You'll see something from just about every year up there.
That was a pretty big moment in my athletic career, by golly.
Yep.
Was it the first year you were cheap-shotted by Grego?
Yeah, the first... it was probably the first period.
And he just claimed that he couldn't stop.
It was the first time Grego had to try to stop in the game, and I could see his eyes lighting up. I'm going, well, he wants to do this, and he can't do anything about it either, because he can't stop.
Just remember, he can't skate. He can't skate.
We had those live mics down there. That was way too much fun. Yeah, it was like more fun than a grown-up should have, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
I think I'm grown-up. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to tell when you're on the station if you are or not. Are you going to the Super Bowl with us next week?
I will be down there either Monday evening or Tuesday morning, or maybe Tuesday after the media day, so I don't have to go through that.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
But I'll be down, because, you know, this is nice and easy. Just pack your car, and I'm just going to drive down, you know, when we want. We got to tape a TV show over at the Cowboys, the Super Bowl special.
Oh, yeah?
So we're taping on Monday, so I'll go down after that.
Well, all right. Well, Mick, thanks for coming down to the Hard Rock. Happy birthday to you.
Well, 10 I appreciate years it. And I just want you to know that I didn't lie the other day. I did do my homework here.
Oh, we got.
Oh, you did.
Defense.
Yeah. All right, that'll give us something to talk about on Monday.
Monday we'll talk defensive ends.
I've just got don't lose that piece of paper.
Boy, this is going to be tart now. You know, I put it in my jeans and I go wash
it
or something.
It looks like it's already a little ragged out.
Don't wash that paper, Mick.
All right, I got the defensive ends.
Defensive
right
ends
here.
Monday, the long-awaited conversation with the Mickaroo. Thanks, Mick.
The longest tease in picking history.
It is. All right, there he is. Mickey Spagnuolo, ladies and gentlemen, with a live ranch report here from the Hard Rock Cafe in Dallas. As we celebrate 10 years of the ticket, we've got some of the funniest e-breaks of the last 6 or 7 years coming up next, so stay tuned for that. It's 3:45 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.